Come on, boy. Up, 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 up. Poor Slate. Him and his production quotas. All right, boy. Up, up, up. Oh, my aching back.
His aching back? What does he think I'm doing? Playing charades?
To think that in high school I was president of my senior class. Trouble was, I kept getting reelected.
Attention, all workers! Attention, all workers! Tomorrow being a boss's birthday, he hereby declares it a legal holiday. Everybody gets a day off! As for today, everyone will work at double speed. All right, back to the job.
For that flunky former of his, I have a good mind to...
Flintstone!
Yes, Mr. Flunky. Yes, Mr. Foreman.
Boss Slate wants to see you in his office right now.
He wants to see me? What about?
I don't know, Flintstone. All he said was to get that nitwit in here.
He called me a nitwit?
That's right. What of it?
Well, at least he knows me. I'm not just another number to him. Boss Slate.
Oh, boy. Wonder what he wants. What's this say? Ye who enter these portals, prepare to be humiliated. Nice sense of humor.
Come in, you nitwit. Come in.
Fred Flintstone, reporting for punishment, sir.
Off your knees, Fred. This isn't payday.
Fred. You called me Fred.
Why shouldn't I? Especially since you'll be spending the day tomorrow on my yacht.
Yes, sir, spending the day tomorrow on your yacht. The SS Mogul Rock. You mean...
The missus and I won't be using it. We're taking a tour of that new amusement park, Bedrock Land.
And you're trusting me with your million-dollar yacht.
That's right, Fred. Just be sure to keep it tied up to the dock.
No leaving the dock, yes, sir. It'll be kind of lonely without my family.
Take them with you. Why don't you call Wilma right now and tell her the good news? Use my phone.
Thank you, sir. I don't care what the others think about you, Mr. Slate. You are a real human being. I wonder what Wilma will say.
Yay! Oh, a day on the boss's yacht. Hear that, Pebbles? Daddy's taking us on Mr. Slate's yacht.
Bye-bye, hon. I'll see you on board. Oh, I've never heard Wilma sound so happy.
Good, good. Got her little heart set on it, has she?
You bet. And don't you worry. We'll take good care of your yacht. I'll treat it like my very own.
I know you will, Fred. Here's the paint and brushes you'll be using.
Paint? Brushes?
After you paint the deck, you can start scraping the barnacles.
I get it. Some invitation. All you want is a free paint job.
Nobody's forcing you, Flintstone. You could call your wife back and tell her everything's off.
That would break Wilma's heart.
Yes. And don't forget little Pebbles. Probably wouldn't eat for days.
Okay. I'll do the work. Ooh, what a miserable friggin'...
Boy, Fred, I still can't get over it. Mr. Slate lending you his yacht.
Yeah. Well, like I told you, Barney practically forced it on me. Said I was definitely the yachting type.
Well, that means you and Wilma will be meeting all those rich, filthy people at the yacht club.
You mean filthy rich people?
Oh, yeah, that's them. Boy, Fred, I sure envy you.
Well, don't worry, Barn. When I'm hobnobbing with the upper crust, I'll mention your name in passing.
Well, so long, Fred. Good luck on the yacht.
So long, Rubble. Do keep in touch.
Adios. I wish I was in your shoes.
Oh, hold it, Barn. I have an idea. Why don't you and Betty come with us for the day? Bring Bam Bam.
You mean it, Fred? We can really go on a yacht?
Why not? I may even invite you to dine at the captain's table.
Oh, gee, Captain. I mean, Fred, you're a real pal.
I wonder what Betty will say when you tell her the news.
Yeah, I'll tell her right away. Hey, Betty! Betty! Oh, wait till you hear!
What is it, Barney? Why the excitement?
Fred just invited us to spend the day on a yacht.
A yacht? How marvelous! Bam Bam! Bam Bam! Guess what, Bam Bam? We're going on a yacht!
Betty and Bam Bam, they've really got their hearts set on it, haven't they, Barney?
Yeah, that's for sure. Hey, Fred, I've never been on a real yacht before. What'll I wear?
This'll do for a starter.
Bedrock Paint Company? That's a painter's cap.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to help me, Barney. I mean, you can tell Betty that everything's off. Bam Bam probably won't eat for days.
Okay, I'll help you paint. But it's a pretty sneaky trick.
True, Barn. But you know the old saying.
Yeah, what's that?
Two pigeons are better than one.
You mean that's how Slate got you?
Yeah. Bedrock Yacht Club.
Snobs only.
Very exclusive place. The members must be loaded.
Yeah. I just read where one of the members blackballed his own son.
His own son?
He had no choice. The boy had gotten a job.
Uh-oh. Here comes someone.
I say there. Are you people in the club?
Oh, sure. 4-H Club, the Auto Club, Slam of the Month Club.
Fred, he's referring to the Yacht Club.
Yeah. My boss, Slate, said that we could spend the day on his boat.
He did? Yes, I understand. It's the cruise day off, and you're the temporary help. Well, have fun.
Temporary help? Neighbor that guy.
Forget it, Fred. We just don't fit the Yacht Club image.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm going to change my image right now. See you shortly.
Look at that boat, Barney. Isn't she a beauty?
Oh, I don't know. Personally, I prefer one of those southern-type boats.
Southern-type?
Yeah. A yawl.
Oh, dear.
There she is, the SS Mogul Rock.
Papa, see, Mogul Rock.
No, this is just the dinghy. Look.
That is the Mogul Rock.
Oh, my gracious.
Great news.
Hey, that's really something. Biggest tax deduction I ever saw.
Ahoy, land lubbers. Captain Flintstone at your service. Anyone for deck tennis?
Fred, you in that uniform, what on earth?
Pretty snippy-doopy snappy, eh?
Hey, tell me, Usher, any good seats left in the mezzanine?
Oh, Captain, sir, the kids are getting hungry.
Me too. When do we eat?
Right now, ladies. Everyone to the gallery.
I believe the word is galley, Captain.
Yeah, of course. Just testing you, mate. Step aboard. Hold it, Barney. Take this.
A bosun bird? What's this for?
None of your lip, you blighter. Pipe me aboard. Pip, pip.
Hehehehe
first captain I ever saw go down without his ship.
Nothing like brontosaurus soup, huh, crew?
Aye, aye, sir. And such an honor to sit at the captain's table.
How true, how true. You may clear away the soup, steward.
Aye, aye, sir. But I think you're taking this captain stuff a little too seriously. Sorry, sir. The soup curved.
Barney, my uniform! You!
Don't say it, sir. Remember, there are women and children aboard.
Speaking of children, it's time for Bam Bam's nap.
Come on, Pebbles. We're going down to the stateroom.
Faculty! Nighty-night.
Nighty-night, sweetheart. Oh, she's so lovable. Just like her daddy.
Captain Lovable, shouldn't we be getting started on a paint job for you-know-who?
Later, Barney. First, let's get some exercise up on the deck.
This is a great way to exercise, Fred. I feel like a new man already.
Yep. Nothing like shipboard life. Makes you glad to be alive.
It sure does. It gives you that old thing. To get up and go.
Nothing to worry about, Mr. Slade. I'll take good care of your yacht. You know me. It's you, Dino. Oh, I get it. You woke me up to take a swim. Good thinking. Boy, oh boy, I can just feel that cool ocean water. Here goes. Help! 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 Help!
Oh, it's Fred. Sounds like he's drowning. Hold on, old buddy. I'll save you.
Get off of me, Barney.
Boy, I've heard of hard water, but this...
It's not water. We're beached. Looks like a deserted island.
Hey, we must have drifted here on a tide. Sure hope your boss has a sense of humor.
Well, never mind him. Let's explore the island. Who knows what we'll find?
Hey, maybe something valuable, like empty pop bottles. We could make a fortune on the deposits.
Barney, all my life I've dreamed of this. Our very own island.
And I have just the name for it. Rubble's Reef.
No, Barney, no.
Lindstone and Rubble's Reef?
No. Should be something unusual. I have it. We'll call it Flintstone Island.
Fred, what's going on?
Looks like we're stuck on a sandbar.
Welcome to Flintstone Island, ladies.
Flintstone Island?
Featuring the capital city of Rubble.
What are you two talking about? All I see is a lot of nothing.
Ah, yes, but this could be a multi-million dollar real estate development.
For people who like plenty of nothing for their money.
Ignore those scoffers, B.R. Come, let us lay out the subdivisions.
Righto, Mayor Flintstone.
Hey, what about us?
You two figure out where to put the town and be sure to leave room for lots of bowling alleys.
What do you think, Wilma?
They're acting awfully strange. If there were a phone here, I'd call the wagon.
The subdivision's a little steep here, isn't it, Fred?
Fine. Just the place to build the city hall. Very commanding view.
Uh-oh, Fred. Look at those giant footprints. Somebody's trespassing on our island already.
Don't be silly, Barney. They're undoubtedly ancient fossil footprints from another era. Pay no attention to them.
Ungalaluki! Dakota! So Gornita!
It's him, Fred, the ancient fossil from another era!
Ura Hudalalinita! Ale Susamin!
Oh!
How do you like that. A weak-kneed wild man.
Poor guy. He's probably never seen civilized men before. I'll make friends with him. We be friends. Friends.
Jabuka, please. Okay.
He learns fast.
Yeah, and he probably knows every inch of this island.
Maybe we ought to make him a partner.
Okay, but what do we call him?
Oh, I know, Fred. Today's Friday, so why don't we call him...
No, that's too corny. We'll call him Saturday. That's an off day, and he's definitely off.
Be Saturday, Union say, time and a half.
Hey, an organized savage. Now I've seen everything.
He probably learned from the Peace Corps. Come on, Saturday, show us around.
It's a volcano, Fred, and it looks kind of active.
Stop worrying, will you, Barney? Every new real estate development's bound to have problems.
Chalk up another problem, Fred.
Yeah, instant gorilla.
Oh, he's gone. Thank goodness.
Barn, if we live to draw up the plans, this'll be the bad section of town.
Let's beat it, Fred. This property's condemned.
I'm with you. Come on, Saturday. We'll save you.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, kids, be especially careful. We're entering the jungle.
Isn't this exciting?
It's the best amusement park yet.
Bedrock land? But then this isn't an island.
Not if it's the new amusement park, Fred.
Gosh, we didn't even pay admission. We just drifted over across the bay. Oh, boy.
Now be prepared, folks. Anything can happen. Uh-oh. It's old Rock-a-Papa Kettle acting up. You never know when it'll erupt.
Look at those tourists, Bond. Some of them are really scared.
Yeah, bunch of yokels. Don't they know it's make-believe?
It's King Kongosaurus. Watch out. He's a killer.
See him, dear? The big monkey. Look at his teeth.
Now stop getting excited. It's all in fun. They're just models.
I know, dear, but they look so realistic and... Is it gone? I can't look!
Uh-oh. Do you see who I see, Barney?
Yeah, it's Boss Slate. And if he catches you here, Fred, it'll be bugler blow taps.
He's bound to see us. We gotta do something.
Now, folks, we're entering the most dangerous part of our safari. The land of those bloodthirsty savages, the cave coops.
King Nantiki! Virgo! Target!
That's my cue to attack.
Hey, I get it. Saturday works here as a professional savage. That's why he knows about time and a half.
Never mind, Barney. Grab some mud and grass, quick.
Mud and grass? I don't get it.
You'll get this. Now hurry.
I don't like it, friends. This ominous silence, it's not a good sign. You never know when some cave kook will...
Rinza! Mamma Liga! Ura Liga!
Hey, Wagga Wugga Bull!
Shall I drive in a frantic and thunder? Yankee, go home! Yankee, go home!
It's the cave, Kooks! What'll we do?
Will you act your age?
No! My dust! My dust!
Oh!
No! He's all the Maka to Oompa!
Stop overacting, you big ham!
Wonderful, just wonderful. What a spectacle.
Wait till my kids see this.
Hold it a second, guide. I want a picture of those savages. A souvenir for the children.
Children are all grown up. It's more than I can say for him.
Nice show, savage. You certainly had the missus fooled. Now I'd like a picture of you two. Wait a minute. Haven't I seen you somewhere before?
Yabba dabba doogle bobba. Both waiting, one of them.
resemblance is remarkable, but I must be mistaken.
Yes.
Is that right, Fred? Oh, sorry.
Fred? Fred Flintstone?
Geekaboo, Mr. Slate.
Wait a minute. What about my yacht? Where's my yacht?
Control yourself, Oscar. Look over there.
It's the Mogul Rock. I thought I told you to keep it dark.
I can explain, Mr. Slate, boss.
Oh, sure he can. On your knees, Fred. Beg for mercy.
Never mind. Flintstone, you shiplifter! Not only are you fired, but I'm charging you with grand larceny, insubordination, mutiny, and piracy!
Don't worry, Fred. A good lawyer might get you off with life.
Guy, will you shut that thing off? We've already seen it work.
But I haven't touched a button. It's really erupting.
What'll we do? Save us!
Greene! Cousine! Volcano God blowing his top!
No use trying to make it back. The track's already blocked with boiling lava.
Oh, what can we do? Somebody, think of something! Speak up!
I have it, sir. Your yacht. If we hurry, we can all get aboard and escape by sea.
Good thinking, mister. Come on, everybody! To the boat! Quick!
This way, Saturday! Hey, where you going?
Hey, Leiber, go hack to. Me have motorboat. Go home to family.
Nice knowing you, Saturday. If you're ever in Bedrock, be sure to drop in on the Flintstones.
Oh, boy, here comes the boiling lava. Say, Fred.
What is it?
About this real estate partnership of ours. Would you like to buy me out?
For he's a jolly rock fellow. For he's a jolly rock fellow. For he's a jolly rock fellow. Which nobody can deny.
Hear that, Fred? It's for you.
You're a hero.
No, it was nothing, really.
What do you mean, nothing? If you hadn't thought of the ship, we'd all have been lava burgers.
He's right, Flintstone. You brought the boat in here in the first place. Guess we do owe you our lives. I'm dropping all those charges and rehiring you.
Why, thank you, boss. And if there's anything else I can ever do...
Well, as a matter of fact, there is.
How's it going, Fred?
Daddy, great making me paint after I saved his life. I'm a good mind.
Flintstone? Bird brain. Look at this red paint.
I'm sorry, sir. Would you prefer some other color?
Oh, it's good to be home again, isn't it, Fred?
Yeah, but I sort of missed that yacht. I guess I was meant for the sea.
That's exactly what Boss Slate said when he tried to throw you overboard. Remember?
Very funny. I wonder who it could be at this hour.
Ah, Gozinta Pipica! Hiya, Flintstone!
Saturday! Well, what are you doing here?
You invite me to drop in? Me drop in? For a week? Meet wives and children!
Hiya,
Flintstone! Hiya, Flintstone!
I'll get out the extra linen.
Come in, everybody! Welcome! And make yourself at home. Join the family! Oh, boy.